Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
This is a public announcement. Vectis Radio has been hijacked. You are now listening to the 4P's takeover. Normal service will be resumed in due course.
Hi, we are the Dragons of St. George's. The Dragons are Jade, Billy Paul, Ethan, Connor, Kieran, Bethany, and myself, Oscar. We hope you enjoy the show. Hi, it's Oscar here. Now for your weekly sports news. Athletics news. Charlie shines for England. Charlie Metcalf is the island's leading female runner, has come first in her age group, and was the sixth fastest at Cheston Marathon. Charlie, who is 41 years old, is a member of the running group, the Ride Harriets. She competed in a field over 5,000 runners. Charlie won in her category for England against the other home nations and came 113th overall. As part of Charlie's training, she ran 70 miles a week and was delighted with her performance. I was determined to get there and was very pleased with the time. I felt so proud to run for England. Her coach, Jeff Walkin, said it was her best performance yet. Congratulations to Charlie on her effort and the sporting achievement. Well, that's it from your local sports. Catch you next time.
Hi, it's Jade here. Here are your top 10 singles of the week. At number 10, it's In My Mind by Dynoro. At number 9, Electricity by Silk City and Dua Lipa. At number 8, ZZ by Kodak Black. At number 7, Sunflower by Post Malone. At number 6, Woman Like Me, Little Mix. At number 5, Let You Love Me, Rita Ora. At number 4, Happier, Marshmallow and Bastille. At number 3, Funky Friday by Dave. At number 2, Promises by Calvin Harris and Sam Smith. And at number 1, Shallow by Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper. And now for our top 10 albums of the week. At number 10, Staying at Tomorrow's George Ezra. At number 9, Dua Lipa by Dua Lipa. At number 8, we have Kamikaze by Eminem. At number 7, we have Evolution by Disturbed. At number 6, Blood Red Roses by Rod Stewart. At number 5, we have Bohemian Rhapsody by Queen. At number 4, we have Natural Rebel by Richard Ashcroft. At number 3, Always In Between by Jess Glynn. At number 2, The Greatest Showman by various artists. And at number 1, A Star Is Born by Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper. That's it for your top 10 this week. Catch you next time.
Hi, it's Bilbo here, here with all your local Isles events. Bonfire at Night in Mearmouth. The event will take place on Monday the 5th November at the Square in Mearmouth. The event starts at 6 p.m. The Square will be host a bonfire party with fireworks display. This is to celebrate the gunpowder plot. There will be a torchlight powder eliminate and also a competition. So come along and watch the amazing firework on Bonfire Night. That is it for me and your local events. Catch you next week.
Hi, this is Connor with the local island news. Asian Hornet warning. A local charity has warned islanders to be vigilant as Asian hornets could be set to invade. Natural Enterprise has urged islanders to report any possible sightings of the insects. The hornets have a dark brown or black velvety body with an orange band on their abdomen with yellow tipped legs. So far, there have been around 13 confirmed sightings of the Asian hornet in England, with 6 nests having to be destroyed, and 2 of these sightings were spotted in Hampshire back in September. Because the Isle of Wight remains within the danger zone, Natural Enterprise aims to stop the spread of this invasive species and are working to raise awareness of this threat. It is thought that Asian hornets are in danger to honeybees and other pollinators. A spokesperson said it is crucial that members of the public report any possible sightings. So if any eagle-eyed wildlife watchers out there spot any hornets, please report it online or use the Hornet app. Well, that's it from me for this week with your local island news. Catch you next time.
Hi, it's Bethany here. Food fans, I've been cooking this week. Here is your weekly recipe. Broccoli pasta shells. Everyone will love this healthy take on a pasta dish, with broccoli upping your vegetarian vegetable intake. It takes just 20 minutes and low in calories. The ingredients you will need are a head of broccoli chopped in florets, one garlic clove, 2 tablespoons of olive oil, pasta shells, a small half pack of parsley or basil, half a lemon, zest and juice, 30 grams of parmesan. To make your yummy broccoli pasta, drizzle 1 tablespoon of olive oil into the broccoli and garlic. Pop on a roasting tray and place in the oven for 10 to 12 minutes until softened. Boil the pasta shells. Tip the parsley, basil, lemon and parmesan into a blender to make a pesto. Mix the pesto into drained pasta. Add the broccoli florets and add a little extra parmesan on top, and add extra seasoning if you wish. Lemon zest or black pepper is great. Enjoy, that's it for me with your weekly recipe. Catch up next week.
Hi, it's Kieran here. Today I've asked Ted some questions. Gaming question 1. What's your favourite type of game? Racing, action or adventure?
I think racing games, probably my preferred thing. I like competition.
Yep. Gaming question 2. Do you like old or new games?
I think the new games are probably better, so I think I'd probably watch the new kind of games. They're more modern, they're more sophisticated.
Yeah. Question 3. Would you prefer a board game or a video game?
I think probably a video game, a little bit more visual, although I do like playing board games like chess and things like this.
That's it for me this week. Catch you next time.
Hi, it's Ethan here with your weekly car trivia. A car used for carrying passengers on roads is also called an automobile. The word automobile comes from 2 words, auto, which is Greek, and mobile, which is French. The world's first automobile was developed by Cole Benz in 1885. The top speed of a motor car was 16 kilometers per hour. It had a 1-cylinder 4-stroke engine. Did you know almost 95% of a car's lifetime was spent parked? Surprisingly, 80% of an average car is recyclable. In the USA alone, 12 million vehicles are recycled every year. According to a source, in the UK, almost £70,000 is spent on fuel by the average motorist in their lifetime. Did you know that in 1982, the car industry provided 1 of every 6 jobs in the USA? In fact, the car industry became a key for change in America in the 20th century. Well, that's it for me this week. Catch you next time. We have been the Dragons of St George's. It's goodbye from us, and make sure you tune in next week.